This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This week, the U.S. House passed a bill from Republican Representative Gabe Evans that he says will increase energy reliability and will help with affordability. He says it would require public utility commissions to consider energy reliability over a 10-year time frame. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse voted against the bill, saying in essence the bill does nothing. The Democrat countered, if Republicans want to improve grid reliability and drive down costs, the place to start would be asking the Trump administration to stop canceling clean energy projects across the state. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's attempt to pardon Tina Peters runs counter to commonly held interpretations of the Constitution. Peters was convicted on state charges, and her attorney, Peter Ticktin, says he anticipates the Supreme Court will need to determine if pardon powers extend beyond federal crimes.
This case, in fact, is the poster child case for this argument, because you got to look at what the founders were thinking when they wrote every single line of the Constitution. What did they mean?
Last year, Peters was convicted on charges related to allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County voting equipment. She's serving almost 9 years at a state facility in Pueblo. Most of Colorado's unaffiliated voters just trust both major political parties and want Republicans and Democrats to be more moderate. A statewide poll from Keating Research finds that 66% of younger voters are not affiliated with either party. The poll also shows that 60% of active independent voters have an unfavorable view of President Trump. This is CPR News.